cellist David Geringus and pianist Tatjana Schatz performing the work by Arvo Pärt, Spiegel im Spiegel, Mirrors in the Mirrors. A request for that performance from Linda and Madison, for it was the same recording that she heard last week during Norman Gilliland's program. And it just had to make her stop whatever she was doing at home to just listen. And I just want to repeat what she said at the end of her comments and her request, that she feels that as the year ends and she looks back into the mirrors of the past, she can't help but wonder what will be seen in future mirrors. It's nice to hear this. We haven't heard this selection in quite a while, but it certainly is requested often here on Classics by Request. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman. This is Classics by Request here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Your support today on this final day of the year is so important. Thanks to listener support, Wisconsin Public Radio is an extraordinary resource for the entire state. When you give, you make the programs we all rely on possible. The important news, interesting discussions, breathtaking music, and weekend fun. Be counted this year. Make your tax-deductible gift right now at WPR.org. Thank you and Happy New Year.
Support for WPR comes from UW Brain Health Team. Recruiting for a brain health research project. Anyone 40 years or older or caring for someone with memory changes is eligible. 608-800-2899.
It's New Year's Day from Vienna, 2023. Franz Welser Müst conducts the Vienna Philharmonic in the annual celebration. I'm Lisa Mullins. Join me for New Year's Day from Vienna from NPR Music.
Sunday at 10 a.m. on WGTD.
Morning. It's also the day of New Year's Eve, so it makes that even extra special, especially with the requests that have come in already. Coming up at 12 noon, it's the Metropolitan Opera. It's a rebroadcast of certain events. It's called Met Debuts on the Air, and that'll be for 2 hours, and then I'll be back for 2 hours of Saturday afternoon classics, so I hope you'll stay with me, or at least tune in from time to time. It's just nice to be here together to listen to some wonderful selections here on Classics by Request, and then later today as well. We're going to continue now with this request from Judy and Bill in Madison, and it's an excerpt from Johann Sebastian Bach's Christmas Oratorio for New Year's Day. They would like very much to hear the soprano and echo soprano, number 39 from the Christmas Oratorio. And they say that the echo of the soprano makes this a very sweet piece, which concludes with the message, "Shall I then fear death? No, your sweet word is there. Or shall I rejoice? Yes, my Savior. You yourself say yes." They say, Judy and Bill, that this is a very gentle piece. So Bill says, so rather than turn the volume way up like they did last week when they requested the opening chorus from this work, Judy recommends you sit quietly and listen for the echo.
Thank you.
We just heard an excerpt from the part of Johann Sebastian Bach's Christmas Oratorio for New Year's Day. It was part number 39, the soprano and echo soprano. We heard a performance with soprano Nancy Argenta and the English Baroque soloists, conductor John Elliott Gardner, a request for that performance from Judy and Bill in Madison. Ed and Bailey's Harbor is requesting the song, Do You Hear What I Hear? Ed says that it was written in October of 1962 as a plea for peace at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis. There is a great theme of peace, Ed says, and hope in this song, and concludes we need it now more than ever. We'll hear this performance with Cantus, the male a cappella ensemble.
Set the north wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? Do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night with a tail as big as a car. With a tail as big as a kite, said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear? A song, a song. As big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea, said the shepherd boy to the mighty king. Do you know what I know, what I know, in your palace more mighty king? Do you know what I know?
Ensemble Cantus singing Do You Hear What I Hear, a request from Ed in Bailey's Harbor. Two requests came in for Walking in the Air by Howard Blake from the 1982 British animated television film. Nancy in Bailey's Harbor feels that no winter holiday season would be complete without listening to Walking in the Air, or for that matter, the complete score of The Snowman. The animated video of Ray Briggs' wordless book is also delightful. There's something she says of that lonesome little child in all of us. This selection is also a request from Lisa in Freeport, Illinois.
Thank you. I can fly so high above with you.
Children gaze open mouthed, taken by surprise. Nobody down below believes their eyes. We're soaring in the air, we're swimming in the frozen sky. Drifting over icy mountains floating as we fly.
Walking in the Air by Howard Blake from the 1982 British animated television film The Snowman. Request from, from Nancy and Bailey's Harbor and Lisa in Freeport, Illinois. And I have to thank Sheila Shigley, for the host of Simply Folk, who, thanks to modern technology, she was able to get this performance for us. And it featured Ella Jones, who was the young singer in the movie. And he's performing a duet with his younger self. So that's why you heard the two different voices at periods during that performance. And it was made famous around the world after this performance of Howard Blake's song from The Snowman, when Ella Jones was so young and he was performing. It was, I'm sure many of you perhaps recognize that song, as well as perhaps even had a chance to see the very sweet film adaptation, The Snowman. So thanks to Sheila Shigley for helping out. And there's time for one more request to take us up to the top of the hour, and it comes from Laurie and Stevens Point for John David's You Are the New Day with the King's Singers. And Laurie says that the song provides a wonderful message of hope and love for the coming new year.
You are the new day. Sun in time for dawn, let the birds all hail the morning. Love of life will urge me, say, you are.
worker that this night might stay yesterday. Force that we as humans know could slow worlds and end it all. Lie around me where they fall before the new philosophy just needs days in which to be. Love of life means hope for me. Born on a new day, you are the new
Concluding this first hour of Classics by Request with You Are the New Day by John David, performed by the King's Singers, a request from Lori in Stevens Point. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman, and you're listening to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio.
WGTD-FM is now available on your smart speaker. Simply say, play WGTD on TuneIn and hear WGTD programming. 24/7 Jazz is also available. Simply ask, play WGTD HD2 on TuneIn.
Live. WPR is pleased to promote family-friendly fun. Find out more at wpr.org/events.
Support for WPR comes from the Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra and Bridgewood Advisors. Your business or organization can partner in providing the WPR programs that enrich our communities. Join at wpr.org/sponsor.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, NPR News and Classical Music.
Welcome back to Classics by Request here on Wisconsin Public Radio. We have 1 hour remaining at 12 o'clock. It's the Metropolitan Opera's rebroadcast, what's called Met Debuts on the Air. That will take place for 2 hours, and then at 2 o'clock I'll be back for Saturday Afternoon Classics. Glad to have your friendly ears along with me this morning, and I want to thank the listeners of the requests that we already heard for the first hour. Some wonderful requests, and we'll continue now with some more wonderful requests. This comes from Merrill Ann in Madison for the Overture to Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss. And she would very much, she says that it's near the very top of her bucket list to attend the New Year's Day concert in Vienna. And her request for this performance is with Maestro Carlos Kleiber, and he'll be directing the Vienna Philharmonic in this recording. She says that this is the very unknowable Kleiber at his most recognizable, and the best way she knows how to start each new year.
Thank you.
For the new year, a request from Merrill Ann in Madison, the overture due to Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss, with Carlos Kleiber directing the Vienna Philharmonic. It's her at the very near to the top of her bucket list to attend the New Year's Day concert in Vienna. We all hope you succeed, Merrill Ann, and then you'll come back and tell us all about it. We're going to continue now with a request from Robert in Monroe, who wants to hear pianist Long Long play anything by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. We'll hear Long Long play Mozart's Piano Sonata No. 4 in E-flat major.